This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite Christmas songs.
We don't celebrate no Christmas around here. Gave up on Santa Claus. All I asked was some rings. I ain't asked for the whole car. I just wanted some rings. He couldn't even bring me that. He gonna pay what he owe. Put your trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. The scene with something mean it's supposed to be. We believe but I showed up. Be so awesome. And that down it be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Didn't move. I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Rated M. My double A must put the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 141. I'm your host, Chicky Mick. Alongside with me, Yield.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to be very distracted. I'm watching the Bengals game.
You know, I'm really starting to contemplate not recording on Sundays, just so you're not distracted.
Well, this early, you record during football time. Last weekend, there happened to be a... they played Sunday night, so, I mean, we're pretty much good to go if we don't record, you know, at 1 o'clock. But I didn't want to, you know, you have to work, and Alex has got to go in early, so I was... Oh, touchdown. And I was trying to accommodate everybody.
All right, speaking of Alex, he's also with us.
Shouldn't we just assume that the Bengals are going to lose in the playoffs anyway?
Absolutely.
Well, hey, if we get a home game, we might win one. They just said if we win our last two games and New England loses one, we'll get a first-round bye. So technically, that's a win anyway.
The Bengals win in the playoffs is like Ohio State playing for the national championship. Not going to happen.
Wait. We have won a national title within like the last 10 years, so hush.
I'm talking about this year.
Oh, well, I knew they weren't even going to go to the national title. There was no way they were beating Michigan State.
And also with us is Donnie.
What up, dope people? I'm not a bit sports fanatic, but does home really matter if you win or lose? Isn't that just like a mind thing?
Well, Cincinnati's undefeated at home this year, so that's a good thing.
No, I'm just saying, like, isn't that like all in the mind? Like, I mean, we ain't playing at home, yes. So dang, we going to lose this one.
Yes, you are correct. It's all in the head.
Okay. So they suck.
I mean, no, the crowd can get into it. The weather takes effect into it. I mean, you got a team like Miami. Like, you used to play in the 70-degree weather. Then you have them go to Green Bay, and it's like freaking 10 below. Their game's going to be thrown off a little bit.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, it's going to be thrown off a little bit. But, hey, you in a football sport, a sport that play in all season, so you should know that or even train your body in the off season to get too used to that. I don't know.
Perhaps the best example is the Seattle Seahawks, who play really well at home and not so well on the road. Like, they play much better at home. They win more decisively at home than they do on the road.
Yeah, they haven't lost a game at home in 2 years.
It's all in the mind, man.
I think home field advantage really goes into effect in, like, baseball, because baseball stadiums are set to different dimensions. The wall is different. I mean, like Boston, you have the Green Monster in the left field.
You know, you're saying the refs and the umps are paid at home. No, like, paid that's... off.
Speaking of getting paid, we get paid in trophies. So let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 24, total trophies of 5,022, and a plaque count of 34. Yes, Donnie, I kind of kicked your ass in trophies this week.
Ooh.
I dropped about 150 trophies this week.
Awesome, awesome.
And what about you, Dottie?
Well, I only added a few more because I don't have anything new to play. Well, I just picked up like two new games today, but I traded in some stuff. But level 24, 4739, and 6-3 plats.
Yeah, I also jumped you in a percentage on that percentage, the level. The
percentile.
Yeah, you were kicking my ass for a good 20 weeks. I finally got back. I finally got back my position.
You know, you just woke up like, oh no, not this week.
Well, and he got a PS4, so he's been.
He's been chumping. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I kind of chumped real bad this week, and I still got 60 trophies I can unlock just by turning on my PS3. Yield, what about you, buddy?
I am a level 17, trophy count of 2,661, and a platinum count of 29.
And Alex?
Level 21, total trophy count of 3,915, and a platinum count of 42 platinums in 41 games. I earned my 42nd platinum last week when I got the Plants vs. Zombies platinum.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, way to go.
Yeah.
So you're officially a chump now.
What are you talking about?
You got Plants vs. Zombies. You got double the trophies now.
No. We went over this. There are twice as many trophies in the Vita version, and there's no platinum for the PSN version. There's a platinum for the Vita version.
Uh-huh.
He's...
That's all new shit.
He's not counting... Let's not get on this again.
He's counting the trophies.
He's counting the plat.
Well, I'm not gonna sit here and fucking do math every week.
Exactly. He's counting
the platinum. The platinums are what matter. I've said this before.
We know how you hate math.
Yes, fuck math. Fuck math and its ass.
Fuck math and its ass.
Wow.
I'm so glad the goddess's mother is listening to this conversation.
You don't have him on mute?
Well, no, I'm saying when she listens to the episode, whenever it comes
out. Well, you just repeated it, so... She can hear you say it in person.
Let's move on to what we're playing. Alex, let's start with you, buddy.
Not going to be too happy with me, Tricky. I haven't played that much this week. Been run a lot of errands, getting Christmas stuff done. Started watching Game of Thrones, so my time has been kind of preoccupied. Downloaded Dyad. It's free for PlayStation Plus this week. Played a little bit of that, like literally like 10 minutes of it. Haven't played anything else, but I hope to start playing Beyond Two Souls very, very soon.
Ah, so you got Beyond Two Souls?
I did, yes. My secret admirer, / gate lover, sent me
Beyond Two Souls. Wait, you said...
I don't know how I feel about you that.
Said... Let's move on.
Yeah.
I don't know quite how I feel about that there, Mr. Alex. So, yeah, but, let's do move on. Yield?
Yes.
Yeah, you're, please, save us. What have you been playing?
What did your gay lover send you this week?
He didn't send me anything.
Oh, but...
I'm a little hurt. Because, you know, you got something for your birthday. I didn't get anything for mine, so I'm a little hurt. But anyway... I haven't really played much of anything. I played some Ratchet and Clank after we recorded last week, and then last night I played some Skydrift. And that's about it.
Oh, good. No pocket trains this week. Donnie?
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, I did play that. Thank you for reminding
me. Oh, my God.
You know you play that game like 2 or 3 times a week.
Now we got what we're playing DLC. Donnie, what have you been playing?
I am highly, highly upset, and I tweeted him for this. Telltale did not release the season pass, and I was forced to buy The Walking Dead Season 2.
You weren't forced
to do it. You could have waited, Donnie, because I haven't bought it yet.
I haven't bought it either.
More than likely, the season pass will come out next week. They kind of did the same thing with The Wolf Among Us. Season pass wasn't out day one. It was out a couple days later.
I tried to wait, but I don't have anything new, and I haven't had anything new for a while, and I wanted a new...
So why didn't you play The Wolf Among Us?
Oh, you haven't had anything new for like a week, because you just played Deadpool.
No, that was like 2 weeks ago. That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
I needed, and I wanted a new story. I constantly got to have a story told to me so I can go to sleep. So,
oh my God.
Well, I played some of that Walking Dead. Oh boy, yes, you guys got to play that. And
I'm gonna wait until the season pass comes out.
Clementine is not the little soft girl that we thought she would be. I'm just gonna say that. And it's a good story. It's a good story already in episode 1. And I just picked up Quantum Theory, which I really didn't want to, but it's something new. It's that Gears of War ripoff, like a real bad Gears of War ripoff that PlayStation 3 has. And I got Nier. I don't know too much about that, but it's something new with trophies.
It's worthless, I'll say that.
Thank you.
And I've been playing Contrast, Need for Speed Rivals, Sound Shapes on the PS4 and on the Vita, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, DCUO on the PlayStation 4. I got the goddess into DCUO. So, I've been leveling her up.
My goodness. You're just trying to get some trophies any kind of way. Even though they don't go to you, you still try to get them.
Well, no,
I'm surprised he hasn't having Yield play Pocket Transformer for trophies.
What? No, once Yield get a Station 4, he will. Hey, Yield, send over your, let me go take over your game for you.
Well, speaking of taking over a game, I sent Yield on a mission. I don't know if he accomplished his mission yet. For my next game, that I'm playing Lego Marvel Superheroes.
Oh, it's going to be a while before I get to it.
No, did you ask the brain?
Oh, no, I totally forgot. I'll have to ask him again. Or if I see him.
Well, no, you're going to have to ask him for the first time. Not going to ask him again.
Well, okay, next time I see him, I'll have to ask him.
And I've been playing Playroom. That's actually, it's kind of mindless, easy trophies, but it's kind of cute. Once you get a camera, it's pretty
you
fun.
You a dude. Cute, not supposed to come out your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, before we continue, I got a real quick story, and it's involving me trying to get a European account.
Can we save this for another time, Donnie?
Nope. I want it.
I mean, Tricky's only got 40 minutes left, and nope.
I wanted to get the Black Flag for $15 American, because they had it on that 12 days of Christmas sale in the European. I was like, oh man, let me go get me a European account. I went there, set up my email and all this stuff, and I'm trying to get a user ID name so I can get on. It took me like an hour trying to find a name. I typed in the whole first row of letters, the whole row. Somebody got that. I'm like, are you freaking serious? The whole first row of letters, somebody got it. Then I remember, like, maybe somebody's name for real. So
you just use your PSN name and then add a couple of numbers or something.
Tried that. Somebody got my freaking name. I'm mad about that. Over.
Somebody has that DTN 1234?
Yes.
Why didn't you type in, like, trophy whores?
Oh, my.
I have that one.
On European?
Yep.
So
why didn't you type in trophy skanks or shiny skanks or something?
I tried so many different names.
Type in I'm a bitch.
I typed in
I'm a trophy chump.
I typed in 1 through 9. Somebody got that. I typed in 1 through 9.
There you go. You could type in Tricky's a chump.
No, I don't want to be playing anything with Tricky's name on it. But eventually, I put PSN underscore with in between each of the letters and Don. And nobody has it. So I got it. I finally get in there. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Is there a point to the story?
Yes, the point is that
you can't use U.S. money.
Yes, I went in there. I'm like, I just realized after all this time of me doing this, Judd, I can't even use U.S. money for the account. So I'm like, oh, I just wasted so much time. So, people, if you don't have a friend in Europe somewhere, don't waste your time.
It's kind of sucks that we don't have any European people on staff at CleveLandGamer.com that are able to hook us up.
With free European codes, that's the only reason I created a European account.
I was so mad. I was like, man, I don't want to spend that much money for our Assassin's Creed game anymore. But I like for $15 for a $60 new game, that's pretty cool. And
or you could just be friends with Tricky, who has Assassin's Creed on his European account.
Okay.
Moving on to our topics of the week. This past week, it was announced that Sony COO and Sony Electronics President Phil Molyneux will be stepping down from his position at the end of the year. He will be moving into an advisory role after vacating the president's job.
You know, even though I pointed out, well, we were kind of bullshitting before we started recording that it was not Peter Molyneux, you still started to say Peter.
I did. So, anybody that's interested, Sony's apparently going to have a new position open with Sony Electronics President and COO. If you guys are interested, put in your applications. Send in your resumes.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Hopefully you... I don't know if anyone who listens to this show... I don't know. I don't want to speak too boldly, but I'm guessing that anyone who listens to this show is probably not qualified for that job.
Yeah. Hey, don't insult our listeners, all right? Oh, man. I wish I was
Don't you fill them with false hope.
Exactly, Tricky.
Here you are before Christmas time. Hey, put in your application. You could be hired by Sony. Then they do it, and then it's not true.
My mommy told me I could be whatever I wanted to be.
But you got a cool mom, because mom said I wasn't going to be Jack.
And look at you.
Guess what, Tricky? You can't be an alligator.
Mama's wrong.
I can be.
Guess you got lied to.
No, but you can be kind of like a chimp called a chump.
Anybody that has been concerned about PS Vita sales, it's good news. Nope. Since the launch of the PlayStation 4, Vita sales have boosted up. They have increased 68% the week of the PlayStation 4 launch and 65% the following week. Although Sony...
Is it really hard to get that kind of improvement on a sale of one Vita per week?
Oh, here we go.
And why wouldn't people buy into that crap that they're selling?
What are you talking about, Daddy?
The Vita is not crap.
Man, the Vita doesn't have...
No, they're not making any games for it.
And that's the whole point. I don't want to get into this whole Vita out thing again.
Because
all they do is got apps. They got apps.
They got apps and like
this is
two games
for somebody
that
has a Vita and knows the power of it.
They got apps and two games for their own and people using it for a freaking viewfinder for their PlayStation 4.
Or a controller.
I don't want to. I spend all that money for another controller. No, I spend all that and money this, for everything I can get on my iPhone or iPad. No.
Best game on there is Welcome Park. Am I right, Donnie?
No, Wake Up Club.
I don't know. I would say the best game on there is Uncharted, and I still haven't played it. That's just because it's only for that. And I'm only saying it just because of that.
What about Gravity Rush?
I don't like to knock arcade-ish games, but I'm not too big on arcade-ish games. Not saying they're not fun, because I do get addicted to a lot of them.
What about Soul Sacrifice?
What about it?
I don't want to be on this Vita topic anymore.
What about Escape Plan?
What about a Spiral Ham?
You name stuff that's already out for other systems. Let's move on.
Everything I just named is only on the Vita.
Escape Plan is coming
to the PlayStation 4.
Well, Escape Plan is on the PlayStation
4. Or PlayStation 3.
No, it's on the PlayStation
3,
4.
And it's getting a high def.
It's on the PlayStation 4. It's not on the PlayStation 3. Speaking of what's on the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4... Ubisoft has announced that Assassin's Creed will be hinting at that they will be releasing 2 Assassin's Creed games in the next year.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, people. Way to buy Assassin's Creed 4. Now they're going to make a fucking billion Assassin's Creed games.
According to a recent interview, Ubisoft is developing not one, but 2 distinct Assassin's Creed titles. One will be for the current generation consoles like the 360 and the PS3. While the other will be next gen for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Seriously?
I have ranted about this shit so many times. I'm so tired of Assassin's Creed.
So why would you come out with a new Assassin's Creed Part 4 for the Station 4? Yeah, they got a Station 3 version, but I'm assuming they made it for the Station 4. And then they come out with 2 more in the same year. One for the last gen and one for the next. Just make them... freaking game developers and big corporations.
Yeah, hate on them because they want to make money.
Okay, let's call it that. Move on.
Yield's being awfully quiet, I guess, since now he's losing.
No, they're still winning.
Oh. All right, Donnie, I'm going to let you take the lead on the next topic.
What?
Yeah. 7 reasons why we're excited for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Maybe I should have put this
number one reason would be because it's another Metal Gear game. The number two reason because it's another Metal Gear game. The number 3 reason is because there are 2 new Metal Gear games. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and I would say I agree with those first 3 reasons.
The number 4 reason, there's no Raiden.
That's incorrect.
Oh, snap.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Darn.
Wait a minute, it's not a grown Raiden.
Yes, it's the cyber.
It can't be the cyber Raiden because Raiden was just a child. Matter of fact, Raiden wasn't even thought of at this time.
I don't know.
Raiden.
There's an image of him in
Metal
the game.
In Metal Gear 2, Raiden was only, what... what, how many years? Oh, not even 20, I don't think. Maybe 20.
Well, you know what? They didn't actually say it was Raiden. It might be Gray Fox.
I was about to say, it can't be Raiden. It only has to be Gray Fox. And then on top of that, it's still premature for Gray Fox.
All right. Well, this recent video was done by Greg Miller of IGN. The number one reason he said he's excited for it is because you're going back to Big Boss. He's returning. And the game pretty much looks like Peace Walker 2.
I got to disagree with him on that one. Well, you want to go through the whole thing?
Well, I'm watching the video as we go, so why don't you speak on that topic?
Oh, that's really it's only just that one out of all of them, out of all seven reasons. He has several different people on this video talk about their favorite reason. And his is like the one that stood out the most with me. It was like, because Peace Walker, to me...
I still haven't played that game.
Okay, to me, it's my least favorite. He said Peace Walker is his favorite. It's my least favorite of all the Metal Gear games. Minus, I'm not even including that card crap that came out with. But, yeah, just because it was mission-based. It wasn't like you do a mission, come back home, do a mission, come back home. Like, I want a continuous mission or continuous story of some sort. I didn't really care for the whole mission-based thing of Metal Gear, of Peace Walker. So, that was really one thing, the main thing I wanted to talk about. But I am super stoked for Metal Gear 5 just because, yeah, it's Metal Gear 5 and I'm a huge fan. And the story of what I think and hope that it will be, I'm excited about that, of that assumption.
I'm about to rock and roll, Donnie.
Don't say Jack. If you say anything, dog, I guarantee I will cut off and I will say peace out.
Well, I'm not going to say what you think I'm about to say, but you're pretty much going to say the same thing anyway. I'm not really hyped on this game anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, one of the biggest Metal Gear fans, so he claimed to be, says he's not excited for a Metal Gear game that's out.
I'm going to tell you why. It's because I'm not really too hyped on the whole open world environment thing. I kind of like the fact that it was pretty linear. You know, it was a straight path. And I don't know how the open environment is going to affect the game.
See, but that's the thing. When people say the whole open world, Metal Gear games have always been somewhat of an open world. Yeah, it had a straight path, but it was an open world with certain boundaries that you just couldn't go through. You know, if you look at Metal Gear 1, it had this big overhead view, and you had this big open level that you can run around through. Yeah, it had a straight path that you're supposed to follow, but it still had an open world. Metal Gear 2, especially Metal Gear 3 also. And wait a minute, Metal Gear 4, huge world that you could roam around like crazy.
Well, you know what it is? When I hear open world, I think of Infamous.
Grand Theft Auto.
That's the open world. And you know what? If that's the way this Metal Gear is going to be, it makes me not excited for it. I don't want that in my Metal Gear game. Now, with that being said... But that's
more realistic, though.
With that being said, I'm still going to play it. I'm still going to buy it day one. But I'm just not hyped on it anymore. It's like...
You don't want Snake hijacking the horses? You don't want him to knock people off their horse and take their horse and ride off in the wind?
No.
To the next one? Which is understandable. But just think... I do hear where you're coming from. Because I was like that the same way. Actually, I'm still kind of like that. But all it did was just take the open world environment that Metal Gear already had and just expanded it that much more to an even bigger open world.
I don't know. It's just... I don't even know what to say. It's like, I'm psyched to play it, but I'm just not hyped to play it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I hear you. It does make sense.
I mean, I can't wait to play it, but it's one of those things where I can say, you know what? If it gets delayed, no big deal. I'm not, like, eager to play it.
If it gets delayed, well, it's already been delayed.
Like, I'm more hyped to play Infamous or Watch Dogs than I am Metal Gear.
Ah, nah. Okay, I can see where that can come from. I can see where the whole Infamous thing come from. Like, because I know... I'm back on the infamous thing, kind of off subject, but it's like the only thing that interests me or intrigues me in the infamous is the title.
Second Son.
And I'm just curious about what they mean by the Second Son. I'm not at all curious about the whole game. That's not me.
No, that's the city of New York.
Tricky.
I had to step outside real quick. All right, so do we really want to talk about PlayStation Home?
No.
Well, I put it in here just because to try to help Sony shine some light back on Home, but we really don't. They have spent Christmas stuff in there, so go in there at your own whim and check out whatever Christmas stuff they got. Move on.
All right. Alex, if you could do me a favor and just take over the next topic, I got to step outside my house real quick.
I'll do it. Go ahead. Peace out. I just put in here, they have some very rare special edition consoles that came out. And earlier this week, Game Beat reported that a $10,000 Xbox One retail over in London somewhere. It's like, are you serious? Which I'm quite sure somebody spent the money for it, but I will understand it more if it was a Station 4. But I still want to spend that much on a Station 4.
I don't know anybody who spent $10,000 on a Station 4.
No, I wouldn't spend that much on it. I won't even want to spend $1,000 on any station.
But I will. But I will tell you, I will be buying another PlayStation 4.
Of course, you will when they come out with the Metal Gear 5 special edition.
They're coming out with the Metal Gear 5 special edition.
Oh, just buy the Uncharted special edition.
Is the Uncharted one gonna be engraved?
Oh, I'm sure the Naughty Dog will do something.
Well, yeah, that's all. I just wanted you guys to check out some of this crazy stuff on here. If you guys look at the pictures of some of these consoles, they have one. It's the NBA. I don't know if it's live or 2K. It doesn't say.
No, it was the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, NBA All-Star Game. It got it. It like stenciled or.
Yeah.
This has got to be made onto the console because this PlayStation logo is like over it, like crazy. It looked pretty cool, but they got a lot of gold consoles, or supposed to be gold. I really like this. It looks like to be a Double Dragon or Sleeping Dogs special edition. They don't have names for them, they just have like pictures of them. Station 3 is, you guys should check this one out. It looks pretty cool.
The 2007 Super Bowl exclusive one.
No, the Station 3 Dragon. The Dragon.
Yeah.
It, like, it might be Sleeping Dogs.
That's the 2007 special Super Bowl exclusive.
Super Bowl exclusive for the Dragon?
Yes. And then
Look at you. Look at that again. That's not a. Is it gold or goldish?
It's gold with a dragon.
And that's a Super Bowl exclusive.
It says right next to it, 2007 Super Bowl exclusive PlayStation 3. In 2007, Sony handed out PlayStation 3s to celebrities during the National Football League Super Bowl. Again, every PS3 Sony handed out at the Super Bowl featured custom artwork, which exclusively makes each one of them a limited edition as can get.
Oh, it does say that. What the heck does a freaking dragon got to do with a Super Bowl?
I don't know. Then they made a gold-plated Wii in 2009 for publisher THQ.
And that better be the same price as a regular Wii.
And I'm pretty sure that's why THQ is no longer around. And then Taco Bell gave out 3 Taco Bell-themed Xbox 360s.
That actually looked kind of sweet. Just the colors alone make it look sweet. So I wouldn't knock anybody getting a Taco Bell's Xbox One. I just knock them for getting the Xbox One.
Well, anybody that's eating a Taco Bell, they're subject to get a heart attack. And speaking of hearts, Jack Tretton's heart is broken. Do you guys like that little segue? I came up with that just now.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. I told you, getting better. Practice makes perfect.
The president and CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment America has gone on about the PlayStation 4 shortages in the regions. Speaking on the official Sony podcast, Jack Tretton took the opportunity to debunk claims that Sony was withholding stock of its next-generation home console. Quote, you have competition out there. There are a lot of things that people could spend money on, especially during the holidays. And the holidays only come around once a year. So it's really when you want to take advantage of the market opportunity. It breaks my heart if somebody got $400 in their hand and they want one and we can't sell them one.
So does he really sound like one of us right now?
What do you mean?
How they only put out limited supplies at these stores and expect them not to sell out?
Well, I mean, we went into this before, Donnie. It's I still don't believe that Sony is, like, withholding stuff. They're just They're just distributing it more equally.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, as they are, if you know every store that you put this stuff out is going to sell out, just like every new console sells out. Every, even that Wii sold out. Every new, I think the U sold out, I believe, when it first came out. But everyone sold out. So why do you only ship out limited supply? Once you ship them.
But Donnie, they're not shipping out limited. They're distributed limited. It's okay. It's like so.
Okay, well, once you ship them out, hold on. Once you ship them out, just go to the factory and just get started on some more. But you know, but Donnie, they're going to sell out.
But this is like the four of us. Okay, all four of us want a PlayStation 4 day one. If they sent a million consoles to New York, the three of you can't get any. But if they send out 250 to each of our four states, then we have an opportunity to get one. That's what they're saying. They're not saying we're holding back in the warehouse. They're saying we're distributing differently and
they're
more fairly.
They're not saying that this time. We already read one when they already said they was holding back.
No, but that's what they said before. You just interpreted differently. But
no,
so,
I'm just saying. They're not saying it this time. We already read when they said they was holding back. But I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying once they distribute them and ship them, get started on more.
They are making more. It's enough that Sony has sold 2.1 million PlayStation 4s as of December 1st. And over a million were sold in the U.S. alone, while Europe and Australia made up 700,000 and the U.K. made up 250,000. So, there are out there. It's just in short supply right now.
Yeah, we just got to go to the website and hop on Best Buy's New York stores.
Well, no, Amazon has them in stock right now. And we're going to get into how you can help out the site by buying your console through Amazon later in the show.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. It's almost like me and you are the only ones here, Don.
Well, Alex is tired, and I'm watching the football game. I told you I was going to be distracted. I have chimed in when I've had
Alex, you still with us?
I am.
Yeah, he sounded like he just woke up from that I am.
Alright, Grand Theft Auto Online has received Capture the Flag theme today. Simpson. GTA Online had a free update that adds four new Capture the Flag modes. It being GTA, the flags are not so much pieces of fabric as they are suspect patches and stolen vehicles. Simply titled Capture, the update brings Raid, Hold, GTA, and Contend to the game's team-based modes along with 20 new jobs. A quick rundown of the modes then. Raid sounds like you stand and capture the flag with teams attack and bases to seize packages and bring them back to their bases. Hold, meanwhile, is about finding packages and storing as many as you can in your base. Unlike Raid, packages also dotted across the map. GTA is like Raid, but with vehicles spread across the map. And finally, Contend is centered around a single vehicle that spawns after it's successfully captured. According to Rockstar, the update is now available in the Xbox Live and PlayStation Network, and also adds a bunch of tweaks and fixes that you can check out.
Give us Heist. Don't give us Capture the Flag.
They're working on Heist.
Well, don't give us anything else to hold us over because, like I just said, people not even playing their missions and stuff that's already in online. So why do you keep giving us online new games? People not playing the ones that we had before. So just give us Heist or just concentrate on just Heist. Don't concentrate on anything else. That's what I'm saying. Freaking Rockstar.
Can you feel him?
You had me at first, man. You had me with a brand new Grand Theft game. I said I wasn't going to put no more money in Grand Theft until they bring back the stuff that I asked for from San Andreas. They did. They brought back most of the stuff and a little bit more. And then you throw this crap at me.
Alright, let's...
Making me regret.
Speaking of crap, we might have to sweep up that crap with a little housekeeping. BrewingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help for the site. If you could, please stop by the site and fill out the Help Wanted tab, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the site, be sure to check out all of our articles and our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can go to YouTube and do a search for Official Proven Gamer and check out all of our videos there. Also, while you're cruising the web, you can stop by iTunes and check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers. While you're on iTunes, or if you listen to us on Stitcher, please make sure to stop by and leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment. Let Donnie know he's doing such a good job editing.
Greatly appreciated.
While we're on that, one of our listeners, who I'm going to give an early shout-out to, he's on Twitter at @_M317. He let me know how to check iTunes in different regions, so I'm going to do that over the next week and give everybody properly a shout-out that I never did because I was never able to check their iTunes stores. So, shout-out to you. And
thanks a lot, Tricky. That's probably why they just stopped relieving them.
Well, no, I mean, if they're leaving them in other regions and I'm not seeing it, then you know what? I'll be sure to give everybody a shout out when I get through that. There is several ways you can contact us. First, you can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Yours. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. And you can contact the Sleepy Alex at Saundersaurus Rex.
Woof woof!
There's also, you can contact us on Facebook. Please go by Facebook, because we know you're on Facebook. Do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button. You can also give us a phone call. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369. Back to you, Tricky.
And you can also go to the front page of the website, and on the right side, click on the tab and leave us a voicemail. That's not just for podcasters. That's for anybody on the site. You can also do that on our Facebook page by clicking on the Speak Pipe tab and leaving your voicemail there. Our last thing we have in our housekeeping is we have some sponsors. Donnie, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, every time you're going to shop, please stop by Proven Gamer first. Click on the Amazon link and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. So, please do that. Now, I think that's done with our housekeeping. Looking over, yes, we are done with our housekeeping. Let's move on to our shout-outs.
Touchdown, Cincinnati! All right,
since Yield wants to speak up, Yield your shout-outs, buddy.
All right, I will give a shout-out to, at least by his email, it was Chintz, for leaving us an iTunes review. I would also like to leave a shout-out to Raylan, who apparently won the Pay Your Console contest from Amazon and Proven Gamer. Congratulations. You can use your money that you didn't use to pay for your console to buy me one. I would like to give a shout-out to Lucky Loscombe. I probably totally butchered his name, but that was the dude that had the 107 plats from Australia. I like to give another shout out. I can't remember his PSN name, but he's from Joypad and Me. Add me on PSN. Give a shout out to you guys and wish all of our listeners a Merry Christmas. All
right, Alex, Sleepy Alex, your shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream. I can't really follow Yield that well, but I will say that I want to give a shout out, a wonderful shout out to the Farrow family in Vancouver, Amanda, her husband Mike, and their two children, Gabriel and Vivian. Gonna get to speak to Amanda later today. Got a Skype date, so super excited about that. But
when does her husband know?
Yes.
Tell her I say how she do.
You know, we gotta get Amanda on the show.
I told him, man, he don't want to get her on the show, dude.
It's the end of the year, so she's busy. But
the goddess on the show too. Oh,
and I would also like to wish Alex a belated birthday.
Well, you already wished me happy birthday, but I appreciate the belated one as well.
I know, but I'll do it on the show since you're here. I was going to do it. You weren't on the show last week.
Also, want to give a shout out to my parents for making me. a gift 9 months in the making.
You weren't assembled in the factory?
Do you want to give a shout out to your anonymous stalker / gay lover?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to my gay lover, Michael.
Oh, you know his, you said his name.
Yes, yes. I don't want to give away his last name, Miller. But,
sit tight.
Why? Thank you. Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to Michael. Thank you, Dollface.
Are your parents ashamed of you now that they made you?
No, they're happy as hell.
Oh, okay.
Gallivanting around the streets at midnight with Michael.
All right, Donnie, your shout out.
Want to give a shout out to my fam, my wife, the kids, and mom, dad, grandmas, and all the and other ancestors, and all the listeners.
Did you just do that so Tricky can't give a shout out to your grandmother?
No, it's Christmas time, so this is our last show before Christmas. And so I want to give a shout out to everybody that comes to mind. If I miss you, it wasn't on purpose. Give a shout out to all the listeners who listen. Happy Christmas. And I want to give a shout out to also Raylan. I don't want to say, well, I don't know if he already said his last name, but Raylan, who won for clicking on the Amazon tab. I'm sorry if you heard the episode where I called you out for whoever who won and didn't give out anything. I take that back now, but I'm happy you got it. You contacted us in some way, shape, or form. And who was that guy you said, Gil, with the trophies, the plaques?
It was like Lucky Loscombe. He's from Melbourne, Australia. He's an Aussie. Okay.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to that guy. And I'm calling you, and I'm calling a friend of ours, Deadly Kaiser, because he got one plat over on Deadly Kaiser, which I was presumed Deadly Kaiser to be like the granddaddy of plats.
The granddaddy of plats?
He just got another platinum last night.
Well, if he did, he didn't upload it or update it. But
Yeah, he did. I was watching, he added me to my friends list a week or two ago, and then he got a Borderlands 2, 106 platinum.
Okay, well, he's Lucky Honeycombs is still got one over on Deadly Kaiser. So you two guys should battle it out and get back at us, like, all the time. And there you go. Peace out.
And
thanks for listening.
I want to give – let me give a shout-out to Raylan. He did send in an email that I'm just now seeing that says, "Hey, Horace, just wanted to thank
you."
Well,
that's awful presumptuous of him to say.
Yeah, he don't know me. He don't know me from anybody else.
Just wanted to thank you for the Amazon contest you ran. As requested, I am letting you know that I was the winner of a PlayStation 4. Sorry for the late email. I kept forgetting to send it in. Keep up the good work, and the show is awesome. P.S. Tricky isn't a chump. He's a whore.
No, he's both. Yeah, he's a chumping whore is what he is.
And I want to give a shout-out to the three iTunes reviews that we have in Canada.
Eh?
What you talking about? Jellyfish won't hurt you.
We're going to give these shout-outs out in order. The first one is from Hayfling. He wrote, "Great podcast, a great gaming podcast with great hosts." The next one, which was May 24th of 2012, which is like a year and a half late. From Maddie Bell 2117, "I'm a trophy whore myself, and I'm very happy I stumbled upon this podcast. I've been trying to get some friends together for a while now to do a podcast over Skype, similar to this. All the gamer talk is great, but I think you guys could maybe talk about trophies more. When talking about what you've been playing or upcoming releases, talk about the trophy list, what looks hard, easy, multiplayer heavy, etc."
Now we get this advice a year and a half later. That is a good advice.
Thanks, Tricky Mick.
And 10 days ago,
he probably gave up listening to us. You know, I gave him great advice. They don't even listen.
And
10
days ago, we left a review from Matt's Alter Ego. It says, "You don't need to be a PS fanboy to enjoy these guys, but it can't hurt. Finally, a group of gamers who understand how important being a trophy or achievement whore really is. If you play games for trophies or achievements, this is for you. They don't hold back when it comes to how good or bad a game is.
Okay, now can we get a review from Matt and not just his alter ego this time?
And
you
I also,
Matt, 'cause you didn't think of that one.
I also want to give a shout out to Lakira, who sent me a Facebook message saying, "Hey, buddy, thanks for the shout out. You give me more shout outs than my own husband has in the history of the show." LOL.
She's with me with every recording, like sitting right next to
me. And then I responded, "That's because I like you more than he does." She said, "LOL." also want to give a shout out to
that could actually be true.
Tricky's Goddess, who we got to get on the show, who is officially becoming a trophy whore / chump because now she's playing Flower on the PlayStation 4. As we're recording, after she's already played it on the PS3.
Chumps dating chumps.
See, we got to give her a little bit of a break, though, because she doesn't know any better. She's a new gamer, and unfortunately, she's being influenced by the dark side.
No. Because I'm trying to get her to play other games. I tried to get her to play Infamous, didn't take. Tried to get her to play The Last of Us, didn't take.
But she's a new gamer, Tricky, and you're kicking her into the deep end of the pool.
Kicking her into the deep end of the pool. She's the one that started playing DCUO, and then when I told her this is borderline World of Warcraft, she kind of got mad at me.
But I didn't stop her from playing it, though.
No, she did play. She's a level 8 or 9 now.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for those iTunes reviews a year later.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the other ones this week. So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Merry Christmas.
Check it. And happy Christmas and a merry new year.
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
I'll download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and
chop it.
However you do it just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listened to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.